Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lending hand.
And our favors,
our
favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
Greetings and welcome once again to our radio listening audience. Thank you this morning for joining us. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the Al-Shah, the creator. And we come to you again this morning, bringing to you another beautiful discussion that is on time. Another thought-provoking discussion. Peace be still and truth be revealed. Yes, people. Time for us to think about what time it is and who we are and what our purpose is here on earth and what the future holds for us. All of this is important information. We got stuck into this world and this society, and we think that this is it. So we need to really hear these teachings from Imam Shaheed Shabazz and from his guest speakers. And I bring to you now this morning Imam Shaheed Shabazz. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
How are you this morning, my brother?
I'm fine. All praises due to Allah, the Most High, creator of the heavens and the earth, Lord of all lords, master of the day of judgment, the creator of all systems of knowledge, and all the worlds he created, seen and unseen. We first want to say all praise is due to Allah, who have brought us back to life this morning after he had imposed upon us a state next to death. Truly unto Allah is the final resurrection. With that said, we're open up to Al-Fatiha, the opening chapter of Surah of the Holy Quran, the final revelations of Allah to all humankind. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Okay, people, what we want to talk about is what the sister opened up with, talking about how serious this life we're in, the material world, and see it for what it really is. I was talking to somebody yesterday, and we was riding, and we was looking, and we say, even though we're looking at all this beautiful creation of Allah, but really, it ain't even there. It's an illusion. And this is something that most Muslims and Christians and Jews and people in the world, period, they don't want to accept, and they short in their conduct. They don't want to accept the day when they no longer is going to be here. If you accept the day that you're no longer going to be here, people, and if you truly, Muslim, Christian, Jews, and religious people, and just people who say they believe in the Creator, if you believe that you're going to meet your Creator on the day of Yom Kiyama, resurrection and judgment, to have to answer for the short life you lived here, and if you understand and believe what your Creator say, that he have a book of deeds in your lifetime when he creates you here in this short time, and those deeds will determine whether you will spend eternity in hell or heaven. But hold it now. He said, ain't just your deeds, he says, and your intention behind your deeds. So everything that a true believer in Allah does they should always have good near good intentions. Because Allah is so merciful to us, our Creator, that He say he or she that intend a bad deed, and for whatever reason they thought about it, and they say, no, I'm not going to do this bad deed. Guess what? He said he will reward that person as if though they did a full good deed just because they abstained from doing that bad deed. And this is a powerful Creator. This is a loving Creator. This is a Creator who don't want people to go to hell. He didn't create us to put us down here so that we could, and give us freedom of choice so we could choose to go against His will, which means we're choosing to go to hell. And He made that plain to us, that if we choose His will and obey and follow His will and His revelation, that he will lead us all the way to heaven. He also lets us know that the revelation He sent through His prophets and messengers, all of them, if the people reject this truth, they're not rejecting the prophets or the messengers. They're rejecting the truth those men are bringing from Allah to save their own souls. So, people, it ain't over when you die. Ain't no need of trying to act like, oh, I'm enjoying this world here with the material things and with the carnal, lustful, ungodly pleasures. And then I'm enjoy that eternal life that I've been hearing about, people talking about from time to time throughout the years, about a heaven where there won't be no more dying, no more crying, no more sickness, no more lying, no more evil at all in another world called heaven. So they say they believe in it. But they say they believe in heaven, but the saying holds still true. It's not everybody. It's most people believe that say they believe in heaven, they don't want to die. How are you going to go to heaven if you don't die? And whether you go to heaven or not, you're still going to die. Allah says here in Surah to Al-Baqarah, Ayat 112. Allah say, nay, whoever submits their whole self to Allah and is a doer of good, they will get their reward from their Lord. On such people there shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. Now listen at this. Just elaborate on this ayat for a moment. People, when you submit your whole will to the will of Allah, you know that means that you no longer have a will of your own. And knowing that Allah's will is all good, and this is what some people try to use an excuse, well, I ain't perfect, so I'm going to still make mistakes. Now, you can't use that. Allah's will is perfect. Allah's will is all good. So when you submit your whole will to the will of Allah, even though you're not perfect and you're not all good, Allah said He will accept you as a perfect human being if you live your life only to please Allah. And that's Allah to protect you from living your life to please yourself, trying to please yourself or others. He said He will acknowledge you as a perfect human being. Why? Because your heart intentions is to please Him and only Him. Very important, people. Very important. And Allah say, the way you know one who say have submitted their whole will to Allah, He said they are doers of good. They do good all the time. And people don't have to ask them to do good for them. They know that is an obligation from Allah, that they do good to their fellow humans. And Allah said, these people, they will get their reward with their Lord, Allah. and Allah said, on these people shall be no fear in this world, nor shall they grieve in this world. Allah says here, also in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat 115, to Allah belong the east and the west. Wheresoever ye turn, there is Allah's countenance or presence. For Allah is all-embracing, all-knowing. They say Allah has begotten a son, a physical son. No, but all glory be to Allah. To Allah belong all that is in the heaven and on earth. Everything Allah created renders a gift worship to Allah. To Allah is due the primal origin. He's the originator of the heavens and the earth. And when Allah have decreed anything, when Allah have decreed or ordained anything, Allah only say to the matter, kun fayakun, be, and it is, it becomes. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of the Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. Yes, people, he has a beautiful message, strong message he's bringing to us again today. Those of you who have any questions to ask or any comments to make, push the number one button on your phone. Your number will show up in the studio, and we'd love to hear from you. Yes, the man Shahid Shabazz is teaching on peace be still and truth be revealed. You must remember, people, that we are not here because we want to be here, because we put ourselves here and just to be here and have a so-called good time and fun on this earth. No, we are here for a purpose, and that purpose is to see who will be best in conduct, who will be the best to please their creator, who will be striving the hardest. We're in the race for all that is good, good that is pleasing to our Creator, the Almighty God Allah. And people, we have strived to please the Lord and be the best in conduct. We're striving towards perfection. So that means we weren't made perfect. We're not to be perfect, or we wouldn't have anything to strive towards. We wouldn't have to worry about pleasing the Creator. We would be a perfect people, and there would be no need to have us on earth. So yes, what we're doing here is that we're striving towards perfection. And when I taught in school, we used to teach our children that when a Muslim seeks to do anything, when a Muslim does anything, he seeks to perfect. He don't do just anything any other way. He is seeking to perfect, to please his Creator. And I want to remind you again that you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And anyone has any questions to ask, we will at this time call your number and see if you have any comments. I see here, oh, we have our beautiful brother, Brother Larry, with us this morning. Let me see if I can get this number up here. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry.
Assalamu alaikum. Good morning.
Walaikum assalam.
Good morning to the radio family.
Good morning to you.
Yes, thank you. Yes, I came in a little early this morning. Praise God. I want to give my praise to Almighty Allah for blessing us to be here this morning and give ears and attention to his word of guidance. I just want to give a greeting and you know, thanks to Almighty Allah. And listen in, and inshallah, a couple more imams will come on and give some words of guidance. So I'm here. I will be listening in, and I'll come back on a little later, sister, brother imam.
As-salamu alaykum. Okay. Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, brother Holloway.
Yes, we just thank you for having to join us this morning. Thanks for your support.
Yes.
Yes, thank
yes,
you.
Yes, we do.
And, I believe we have some more numbers here. I don't know whether they were at this time. They used to be the ones who like to listen. I'll check in for a moment and see if there's a comment. Assalamu alaikum. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? All right, I believe what I'm looking at is listeners on our radio station this morning. Let me see, here's another one. We'll try this number. Assalamu alaikum. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? Yes, people, when we don't hear any comments from you, that's an indication that you prefer to listen rather than to comment at the time anyway. I usually try to at least try it because after hearing some of the teachings, there might be something that interests you that you would like to make a comment about. So we give you this opportunity to do that when your number is showing up on our radio station here. So therefore, we will be coming back to you again to see if there's any comments that you might have. And now again, I want to remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And thank you for joining us. And now we give you Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Yes, thank you. Assalamu alaikum. I want to read from the Holy Quran again, Surah 2. It's called Al-Baqarah. And it lets you know, all people, that your God, your Creator, is one. Yes. Allah says in Ayat 103, Surah Baqarah, here, yes, he says, and your Allah, your God, is one God, and there is no God but Allah. Most gracious, most merciful. Allah says here in Surah 164, behold, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the alternation of the night and the day, there in the sailing of the ships through the ocean for the profit of humankind, mankind, in the rain which Allah sends down from the skies, and the life which Allah gives therewith to an earth that is dead, in the beasts of all kinds that Allah scatters through the earth, in the change of the winds and the clouds which they trail like their slaves between the sky and the earth, he indeed are signs for a people that are wise. Yet there are people who take for worship others besides Allah, as equal with Allah. They love them as they shall love Allah. But those of true faith in Allah are overflowing in their love for Allah. If only the unrighteous could see, behold, they will see the punishment. Behold, they would see the punishment. Yes, that to Allah belong all power. And Allah will strongly enforce the punishment. So I just wanted to put that out there so we can understand what is our purpose here as human beings on this earth. And we look in the world today, it's so evil, it's so corrupt. And if you study history, you'll find that they had the same problems that we got today. And the biggest problem that we have in the world today, people, is idolatry. It's idolatry. It's worshiping not the Creator, but the things he created. And this is why these ayahs are so important. Why? Because Allah is distinguishing himself. He's saying, your Allah is one Allah. And then Allah saying, there's no God but me, most gracious, most merciful. Then Allah is letting you know, no other creator created the heavens and the earth. No other creator created the alternation or rotation of the night and the day. No other creator created the sailing of the ships through the ocean for the profit of mankind, nor the Creator brings down rain from the heavens and sends down that rain in the dead earth and gives life to that dead earth, nor the Creator created all kinds of beasts that and scattered them beasts throughout the whole earth. And nor the Creator created the change of the winds and their directions. And nor the Creator created the clouds which they trail like the slaves between the sky and the earth. People, these right here are indeed clear signs that there's only one Creator. And as it was raining the other night, pouring down rain and everything, I said, that's the work of Almighty Allah. You see, and he does what he wants. Recently, it was raining up here where I stay in Winston-Salem, in one part of the city where I stay, Kernersville, and right 10 minutes from Winston, the sun was shining. So we know that it's got to be one Creator. One Creator. Our very natures tell us that. But this is the problem with the world today, as it was with the world from the beginning of time. People want to take for worship other things and other people besides Allah. And they want to hold these things and these people as equal with Allah. They love these things and they show it as they should love only Allah. But Allah say those of true and sincere faith in Him, we are overflowing in our love for Allah. And Allah say just in the fact that the ungodly people see how much we love Allah and we are overflowing in our love for Allah, that in itself would put a type of fear if they had any God consciousness in them to let them know that, hey, we fear to disobey Allah. We're trying to love our Lord. And Allah said in the Quran, don't only just fear me, the fear to disobey me, but fear the fire of hell. So we fear the fire of hell too. And Allah said if the unrighteous people, they could see, he said if they could see, behold, they will see the punishment of the hell fire, and they will fear going to the fire of hell too. And Allah say that to Allah belong, not Donald Trump, anybody else, to Allah belong all power in the heavens and the earth. And Allah will strongly enforce His punishment for evil and wickedness on this earth and on the day of judgment. And as we see Allah right now, is strongly enforcing this punishment. We see more death and destruction on the earth now than we have since the beginning of time with places like Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon. We see all evil has visited us from the past. And it's not going away by itself. Allah give the human being the job of Khalifa. Khalifa is caretaker. In Arabic, ruler, a caretaker. How in the world can we take care of this beautiful creation of Allah, beginning with ourselves, when we reject faith in our Creator and we worship ourselves and worship the things He created? Allah is the only one that has all power. So, you know, worship is only justified to the Creator. Because Allah is not only our Creator, people, but Allah is our Rabbul Alameen. He's our cherisher, and He's our sustainer. And He's our cherisher and sustainer as humans in our world here. And He's the cherisher and sustainer of all the worlds that He's created. Yes, and Allah is not pleased with the conduct of most people, and especially those in religion, because what they're doing is repeating the past their prophets and messengers came to them, and they rejected them. A lot of them they killed. And they're doing that today. All the good people that have come before us, you don't even hear them their name being mentioned today. You see? And when you forget the past, you're doomed to repeat it. Now, I'm going to give this example, and I'm through for right now. We had President Obama in the office in 1908 to 212. Okay? Now, it ain't got nothing to do with skin color. Everybody voted for that man because that man had everybody's best interest at heart. And that's how we're created as human beings. We supposed to, Allah said he created us as human difference, that we different in nation, race, our skin pigmentation, are different in terms of material things or whatever. Not that we might think we're better than each other, but that we might love one another, help one another, and know that you're not a true believer in Allah, your creator, until you help your brother and your sister. Want for them the good that you enjoy. Don't just want to enjoy all the good yourself, but want to share that good with other people. And don't just talk about it. Do it. Faith without actions is no faith at all. No, Allah says faith has to be followed up with righteous actions. And so we see that in religion today, somebody told me the other day, I kind of believe it. I'm in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I've seen it. They say Winston-Salem got more churches in that one city than in the city in the United States of America. And they killing constantly every week, especially the African American. They killing, oh man, they killing like Grant went through Richmond. Yeah. General Grant. Black people killing themselves right here. Every week, every day. So, you know, the solution to the world's problems today is the same solution it was in the past. The solution is for people to understand the problems in the world ain't because of no one man. First, stop looking at one man like Mr. Donald Trump, or looking at any particular man and saying, that's why we got all the problems in the world. Look at them people over there. Look what they're doing. No. You know how you solve the problems in the world? You look at yourself, like Michael Jackson said, start with the man in the mirror. Are you doing your part to make the world better? If you're doing your part to make the world better, Allah said, you don't worry about what nobody else do. One man, Allah blessed to change the whole world and bring the whole world back to sanity when the whole world was insane, just like it is now, most people. He raised up one man in Mecca, in Saudi Arabia, 1,400 years ago, to change the whole world for all times until the day of judgment and bring civilized thinking back to an uncivilized world of barbaric, savage, beastly-like people like the majority of people are today. So don't think that you as an individual obeying Allah and doing your part don't mean a lot, because it means a whole lot. Allah say a picture, just your example, and people seeing you, it's worth 1,000 words. 1,000 words. He also say that the blood, you living to please Allah sincerely, he's saying you get killed in this cause, and then it's one. The next one is called a scholar, where they are teaching the lost truth, reading the lost truth, and going out spreading the lost truth to other people to help bring about a change in this world back to the godly world that Allah created in the beginning. Allah said the one that dies in the cause of Allah, that's a beautiful thing and a great job, and say his reward, he will grant, be granted immediate heaven. He won't have to wait to the she to the day of judgment. They'll go straight to heaven. But Allah said, even so, the one he leave back here to continue on spreading this truth is better than the one he took out of this world at death and brought straight to heaven with him. So we want to understand, people, that only good can change the world. And stop looking at the good, talking about what other people, if other people do good, this world will be a better world. No, start looking at yourself, saying, if I do good, if I do right, if I obey my Creator, Allah, then this will be a better world. If we start thinking like that, I guarantee you this year, you're going to see a different America. You're going to see a different world. Assalamu alaikum.
But it's my friend. Listen to the teachings of the man shall eat Jabbar. We have the Creator. And he's coming on beautiful and strong today, people. And now listen to you guys. Peace be still. And truth be revealed. Listen to the truth. Just be quiet and listen, people. Most of us just want to talk, and have nothing to say most of the time. But we need to listen. Let our souls be at peace so that we can hear the words of God. Hear what it is that he has to tell us. He would have us to do how he would have live our life. And the man shall use Chabaz for bringing it to us strong. The words from our Creator for us to live by. We thank Allah for him and for his sacrifice and for those who join with him. Okay, we're going to see now if we have some of you at this time, we'd like to have a comment. I think I'm going to try Brother Larry here again. Let's see if you have any comments this time, Brother Larry. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Yes, I'm certainly enjoying the message that Brother Imam is bringing across. And of course I do agree. And I see and understand that, yeah, some of the problems that we do have in this country and this world is that people are, you know, they are selfish or in their own world or lane. You know, some of us tend to not worry about what's going on, you know, uptown, downtown, cross town, in another town, another state, because as long as it doesn't so much affect one personally, then, you know, we tend to, you know, it's due, this happening, nothing I can do about it. But surely, as the man was speaking, that, you know, we do have an obligation to try to spread peace and understanding. And that's a job, as you say, for all of us. And, you know, I guess the intent is to start home and work your way abroad. But united we stand, divided we fall. And, you know, of course, a lot of times I would think that if one bring about, you know, it's kind of like you're gathering at a family reunion, you know, not everybody, not one person brings all the food. One brings this, one brings that. You know, one may bring some cake, one may bring some pies, whatever. And so, you know, and once you put things together as individuals, as you said earlier, do your part, then you can see, you know, that everybody benefits. And so
that's right.
Yeah, that's a great explanation that you put out there today, Imam. And I totally agree with how you brought it about. So, you know, but, you know, there again, you know, sometimes we think that these simple things that you were just speaking about, You know, we think that people ought to know what to do, how to do it, and these things. But it's amazing and somewhat surprising that people don't know. You know, a father teaches his son to open the door for the young lady, hold the door for his mother, and these kind of things. Just like a kid, if he doesn't, sometimes he'll run right through the door. Oh, his mom might be coming to the door with the bags in her hand. He'll run right through the door and let the door slam. So if we don't teach these kids how to be, you know, gentlemen and considerate and things of this nature, then they don't know until they experience these things. And then sometime, I won't say it's too late, but sometime to a degree it may be too late. So it's amazing and it's so mind-boggling that some adults don't know the right way to go. You know, they don't have the right, you know, mindset at thoughts, you know. I mean, we still got young people, for instance, and I don't want to take up a lot of time. For instance, let's say one young black man goes to rob, a bank. Now, the banks will give you the money. You don't have to have a gun. So now if you go into the bank with a gun, now you not only got a bank robbery charge, you got an assault with a deadly weapon charge. If you tell them to move 10 feet, now you got a kidnap charge. So here's my point. Like driving a car. If you're driving a car, you're intoxicated, you have no license, no insurance. Now, you just don't get a ticket for driving a car with no license. You get a ticket for driving no license. You get a charge for no insurance. You get a charge for DWI. So you get all three of these charges. So the thing I'm trying to say is that we often do things and we think it just relies on one, as you say, I mentioned earlier, one bad deed. But when you mentioned about the intentions that come with that deed, so that's two things that you have that you're up against. You know, you're bringing two things to the table. You're bringing the deed that you brought to the table. You're bringing the intention of the deed that along with that deed. So it's so mind-boggling is what I'm saying is that We do these crimes, and we don't think about the end of the crime that we're doing. You know,
that's right.
I've often said that you know, like all this black on black crime, killing each other, and we kill them out of emotion. Probably when they after the crime is committed, the young man probably goes somewhere, even if he's at jail. He'll probably be thinking, man, I shouldn't have did that. I could have walked away. I didn't have to,
that's right,
you know, hear or look back and shoot the brother, do whatever he had to do or whatever he did. So that's the thing, you know. Sometimes, like, we commit these crimes, we kill a brother, we're about to kill our best friend. We don't know. You know, we fight a brother a lot of times. As you mentioned, you told some stories about, you know, being bullied in school, and of course, I imagine a lot of us have. You know, and when you fight these guys, fair fight that we used to do, then these guys become your friends, or they don't bother you anymore, or they tend to reach out and respect you after the fight. But nowadays, a lot of times, we don't get that opportunity because as soon as someone calls us out of our name or say something about what we are doing in reference to whatever our business is or how we are making our money or what we, you know, then you, next thing you know, you're pulling out a gun and you're shooting one another. And so, but there again, you know, I appreciate you putting that out there today in reference to each one, teach one, each one do his job, and it would definitely make the world a better place. And we know that, you know, that for the most part, it's like a jungle, or it's like a garden. We have to cultivate our garden in order to produce better fruit and vegetables. So we have to cultivate it. So we always have to cultivate each other, try to encourage each other, try to give insight to each other, and try to help each other as best we can, without feeling so selfish about whether or not we're going to get something out of it. And I'm saying
right.
this is what I hear this past Martin Luther King Monday, of course I've heard it before. And when Martin Luther King was to go to Memphis, and they said to Martin, Martin, do you know what will happen to you if you go to Memphis? And Martin Luther King, when he was speaking on it, he said, they said, what would happen to me if I go to Memphis? And he said, it ain't about what would happen to me if I go to Memphis, but what would happen to those people if I don't go to Memphis.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we have to take some time to sight off for our gaining and all what we're going to gain, or how people going to look at us, and just, you know, think about others and, you know, and what's best in the eyes of Allah. So I give that statement. So inshallah, you know, we can get some more callers and hear further from other people that Imam can listen and get some feedback. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Very good. Very good, Brother Holloway, in your explanation of the things that you were saying, and they coincide so beautiful with what I was trying to get out to the people about the personal and individual responsibility to their creator. I want to say this. People, think about this. It's in the Holy Quran. If you get a Quran, you'll read it. If you read the Quran, the Creator says he created everything in creation. And do you know the Creator say everything he created, it worshiped the Creator without stopping. Can you imagine that? The birds, the bees, the ants, the trees, the elephant, everything, the Creator, the sun, the moon, the star, all of these celestial bodies and animals, these things, they worship the Creator without stopping. Now, we as human beings was created to be by Allah and put down here on this earth to be the Khalifa. The Khalifa is the caretaker, the ruler. But Allah done one thing to the human being that he didn't do to all other animals. He gave the human being a limited amount of freedom of choice. That means we can choose to do like all other creation do, worship our Creator without stopping, or we can stop worshiping our Creator, or we can worship our Creator when we feel like it, and when we don't feel like it, don't worship Him. We could do either one of those. But I was talking to myself, to the Creator this morning, or last night, and the Creator revealed to me so clear. We talked about this so much, but it's so important. Do you know, people, your true nature is like the baby nature? That's our true nature, the baby nature. When a baby is created by Allah and conceived by the mother, that baby is born. That baby can't walk. The baby can't talk. The baby can't wipe itself when it defecate on itself or urine on itself. If the mother don't take care of the baby and leave the baby, it's a sure death. The baby will die. We don't look at ourselves, most people, with the Creator the same way. But look at the world now. It's on a higher level. People that have forgot the Creator, Muslim, Christian, no matter what you are, people that have forgot the Creator, they have forgot that they ain't got no one to sustain them from or protect them from evil. So what happens? Evil takes total control over those who forget their creator. Because when they forget their creator, they forget their own soul. They forget who he created them. And then evil come in and give them a distortion, a falsehood, a false knowledge about who they are and what their purpose is. Like he did our mother and father in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. Allah told, our creator told them to do one thing. He didn't give them a whole lot of things. And he said, but if you do this one thing, you're going to surely die. And sure enough, they did it, and they were surely dying spiritually, except that they sincerely repented because they didn't intend to disobey Allah, but they are not a God, so they weren't perfect then either. They weren't perfect. They were still human, and they were human to the fact that they was able to make a choice. Allah say those creatures that are not human are angels. They don't have a choice. When Allah give them a command to do anything, the angels in heaven say, we hear and we obey. This is our true nature also, people. Our true nature is like the angels in heaven down here on earth. When our creator has given us commands in his revelations, we're supposed to say what? We hear and we obey. And Allah said in the Quran, his final revelations that he revealed to his final prophet Muhammad, Allah said when Allah and his prophet Muhammad give a command from Allah to people to help us, make us better, we don't have any option about our decision. That is that we don't have no other recourse. We only say we hear and we obey. You don't see this in the world with most people. A lot of people, I hear Muslim, Christian, Jews, many people, they talk a good religious game. They can talk religion, and they sound good. They sound like they're telling the truth. You know, and you say, wow. And even a lot of times, they can even look like they, you know, living right. I mean, according to their actions, they be doing good. But the key is this right here, people. What is their motive behind what they, the good talk they're talking? And what is behind the good motive of their actions? I mean, what is behind the motive of their actions? So what am I getting at? That people, the most important concern for us in this world, the brother mentioned it earlier too, it's our intentions. It's our intentions. Because why is it our intention? Allah made us with the nature of good. Every human being. So by nature, every human being is good. So Allah knows that if you're out here doing evil and bad, you're doing that against your true nature. Nobody can do bad and feel good about the bad they're doing. A lot of people want to talk about Mr. Donald Trump, and they think he actually enjoys doing bad or doing something wrong, but they're absolutely wrong. He don't. But he got the freedom of choice to choose to do that if he want to. But he's not happy. Even the things that he's done since he's been in the presidency, it's been so blatantly wrong, and even against the staff in the government, the Senate, the Congress, and all of them, his own people. Like the brother was saying, for being so selfish, even his own people that voted for him and everything, now they're ready to get him out. And I was sharing with my cousin in Richmond this the other night, and I'm through. This is very important. I got a movie, and it's about this polar bear king. This witch turns this king, into a good king, into a polar bear. And she wanted to marry him so she can have a child by him, and the child be an evil child, and the evil child rule the world for Satan. And she had put him under curse where he turned into a polar bear until after 12 o'clock at night. Then he could turn back into a man. And so this went on for some years, and she gave him a certain amount of years before the curse would be off. So when she got him at her castle, and she was stirring up a witch's brew to poison him so he would marry, because he wasn't going to marry in his right mind. She was in there making up the witch's brew and the devil. She said, "Oh, master, oh, Lord, calling the devil, summoning up the devil." And he came, and he appeared in the form of a man, looked like a genie or an elf. And he went over there to where she was making up the poison, and he said, "No, no, 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 you're doing this all wrong. Stop." He said, "Stop it." She said, "Oh, master, what am I doing wrong?" And you know what the devil told her? The devil told her, "You're putting too much evil in this evil." He said, "Too much evil destroys evil." And this is what we see in the world today, people. Too much evil is going on in the world, and it's destroying itself. And the only way we can stop it, we can't stop it as no individual, but the only way we can stop it as it was stopped in the past. As an individual, realize that when your life is in tune with the life of your Creator, He invests power into you to be able to change a whole city, to be able to change a whole nation, and to be able to change a whole world. Because it's not your power. It's the power of the Creator. And He have all power. He cannot fail. So I just want people to understand that it's not what religion you're in that really matters. Religion ain't changing the world today. Look at all these Muslims. Look at all these churches, these synagogues, these Hindu, Buddhist temples and all of them. And look at the condition of the world. The whole human race is just about gone, have become like the dinosaurs. And that don't mean that their bodies are gone. That ain't the real human being. It means human life, the spiritual life, the goodly life, the godly life in most people is gone. And most people are worshiping evil and taking the evil to be their good. Like the brother said, most people have become so selfish that if they got something good, they won't share the good with you. If they got something they don't want, they get ready to throw away, that's what they'll give you. They won't give you what they like for themselves. Even if they don't need it, they'll just have more of the good that they got, that they like, and give you the bad. And Allah says in my conclusion at this time, for Muslim, Christian, Jews, all of you people in religion, He said, "You will never become righteous, obtain His righteousness, unless you give freely, willingly, all the time, of the things you love, not something you don't love." And He said, whatever you give that you love, He said, be it realized in truth, He know it well. And I'll say this in my conclusion. Some brothers own a car dealership up here in Winston where I stay. I didn't have a car, and I was real tired. I didn't think I could make it another year walking to the stores and asking people for a ride. I wouldn't have had no money to even take care of myself. So I walked out to a car lot, and these two Muslim brothers, they gave me a car. I was surprised. They gave me a Toyota Camry 2002. I'm saying that because I want you to know it won't just old raggedy car. It was a good car. So, and the brothers told me, said, "Don't even thank us for the car because we're just doing our duty by Almighty God. He wants us to do for you the same as He would have you do for us. And we know you're a believer and you're out there working, doing His will, trying to help save this world from self-destruction, and you need transportation, and it's our duty to help you." So it's our duty to help people, and we ain't doing the people no favor when we help them. We're doing exactly what we was created to do, to help. Be ye helpers of one another in righteousness. and be ye one another, who forbid each other from all that is bad. That is the obligation the Creator gave us, to keep this world right. Do justice by your brother. What is justice in my conclusion? Justice is this. If you got two apples and I don't have no apple, justice would be that you give me one of those apples. You don't eat all both of them apples, and I'm over there hungry, and I ain't got not one apple, but you're going to eat both of the apples. And watch me watch you eat the apple. That's not justice. That's injustice. Justice is wanting the good for your brother that you want for yourself. You want me to have one of them good apples so we both can be filled and we both can get the hunger pains off us. Assalamu alaikum.
Brother
Abdul Kareem, we pray Allah always bless you too. I have a special love for you, my brother.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Same here, brother. And may Allah love you for the one who you love. Alhamdulillah. So,
thank
alhamdulillah.
You.
May Allah for each other bless us with paradise. And that's another thing they're saying, loving your brother, okay? Having love for your brother for the sake of Allah is something that Allah rewards you for. So, you know,
that's
we pray
right.
that we could foster that kind of love amongst each other. And of course, I'm just listening to the show and enjoying the conversation. Everything, you know, that comes from the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. Anything that's from Quran is always going to be soothing to the heart and always going to be easy to listen to and always going to, you know, make you remember things that you need to remember to be good. And all
that's
of
right.
us, like, you know, like what you were saying, all of us have a part to play. You know, all of us, everybody has a part to play. There's going to be a time when holding on to your religion, holding on to La ilaha illallah, there's no God but Allah, holding on to that is going to be like holding on to a hot coal. And it's going to be very difficult to just hold on to something as simple as that. But
that's right.
You know, but we know that when we have an opportunity to share, when we have an opportunity to be kind to our neighbor, when we have an opportunity to give good, correct information to our neighbor, we're supposed to take that opportunity. And we're supposed to do something about that. And you're supposed to be good. So you can't just keep your religion and say, I'm Muslim. I'm going to just stay in my house and be a Muslim all by myself and worship God all by myself and not do anything good for the rest of society. Because there's a story, a hadith, about the angel coming to destroy a city because that city was very disobedient to the Creator of the world. And the angel said, but Allah, there's a Muslim in the city. And Allah said, start with him. Because he didn't make any change around the people. He didn't make any change to give anybody the information that I've given him.
That's
I've given
right.
that person information on how to worship me. Information on how to be just in society. Information
That's right.
on what's good and what's bad. And when you have that information, you're supposed to act on it. You're supposed to be a beacon. Even if you're scared to go speak about it, you're supposed to be such a beacon by your behavior that people could say, what's different about you? What is it about you that makes you get involved in the good stuff and leave the bad stuff alone? Something
right.
is going to show on you. And Allah said, start with him. Start with that person who knows better and doesn't do anything about it, doesn't guide his family, doesn't guide his friends, doesn't guide his neighbors. Nobody knows that he knows what's good to do. He knows, and he's just keeping it to himself. That's not the way we're supposed to behave. As a believer, when you know the truth, you speak the truth. When you
know
what's right and what's good and what's pleasing to your Lord, and you know it and everybody else don't know it, then you're supposed to speak up. You're supposed to say, this is what's right, and this is the best thing to do, and this is what pleases Allah. Okay?
Yes.
And that's how we're supposed to behave. So when you say these things about start with yourself, look in the mirror, and you start doing good, and then you can worry about changing, you know, the person on the left of you or to the right of you, your block, your city, your state, your country. You could start doing all that by starting with yourself, the person that's right in the other side, looking right at you in the mirror, behaving. So, of course, it's easier said than done. You know, my lips, like I say, are closest to my mouth, so I know I'm the first person I'm speaking to whenever I speak and say things, so I don't want to be a hypocrite and say things that I'm not doing and I know I'm supposed to be doing. But
that's right.
Giving dawah and sharing the good. I say, you know, not everybody's built to go out there and give dawah or start a program, but you could help somebody else who might be doing it if you're not the type to do it. And you
that's
can help
right,
somebody
brother.
Else. You know, that, you said somebody gave you a bust you with a car, bust you with something. If maybe that person is not capable of doing the good, so they say, the least I could do is bless somebody else who's out there trying to do the good, and maybe a
that's
lot
right.
more than you do. You know?
That's right.
So the way that we behave is going to be the way that we believe. So if you believe in Allah, then you are believing in the most strong, the most worthy handhold, the most worthy grip that you could have is worshiping your Lord, is tightening your hand around the rope of Allah. And if you got that grip on the rope of Allah, you got the most worthy, trustworthy handhold that you could ever support, that you could ever have, ever in this world.
Exactly.
And if you have that handhold and you don't share that information, you don't share the good that you know, you don't act on the good that you know, you are in trouble.
That's right.
You are in trouble. And it's right. You are not acting according to the way the messenger wanted you to act or the way that he showed us how we should behave. You're not acting in a way that pleases Allah. And if you don't please Allah and his messenger, right, if your behavior is not according to how the messenger taught us to act or said what was good, then you're not pleasing Allah, because that's our example of how we know what pleases Allah is by what the messenger did. And when the messenger did something that didn't please Allah, he was admonished, and his admonishment would show up right in the Quran, the book that we read. One of the admonishments, not to take too long, because the prophets are held to such a high standard that what's an admonishment, what they need to be corrected on, and what's a sin for us is like night and day. But
sure
the prophet, right, it's like night and day. And the prophet was given dawah. He was trying to teach some leaders of a community. And these leaders of the community, they thought they didn't need Allah or his messenger. They thought they were
pretty
high and mighty, and they had enough money and enough power and enough strength in the community that this prophet, he was doing them, you know, they were doing him a favor by just listening to him. And here comes a blind man. And this blind man was looking for the messenger because he wanted to worship his Lord. He was looking for the right way to worship his Lord. But since the prophet was talking to these very important people in the community, these leaders who were so proud and mighty the prophet kind of turned away from the blind man who was kind of yelling for him, you know. He was shouting for him because a blind man you can't see. So he's yelling for the prophet Muhammad, and the messenger's trying to talk to these people while this guy's calling them. So he kind of just turned away and frowned a little bit because he didn't say anything negative. But just that turning away and that little frown, just that small act, the prophet was admonished in the Quran because he turned away from somebody who was seeking the knowledge, and he tried to focus his attention on people who were so obstinate and stubborn that they wouldn't receive the knowledge if you hit them in the head with a brick.
That's right.
So this is just a message for us that we're supposed to go out there and give the knowledge, and some people are going to accept it, and some people are not going to accept it, but that's not our problem. We just share the good that we know, the good that we were taught, the good that we understand. We're supposed to go share that, and when we share it, we pray that Allah accepts that when we share it. And that's it. You do it, you don't expect a reward. You don't expect the people to give you, you know, some kind of special reward for sharing
that's
that,
right.
Even though the information that you're given can save somebody's life. The information
right.
that you're given can save somebody from going to the fire, to the pit
right.
of the fire. You're giving them that information, but you don't want reward from anybody but the Lord of the world, the creator of the heaven and the earth. So, alhamdulillah, I pray that I'm able to do that and able to live up to that. And I pray that Allah has mercy on me and on those listening and guides us to do things that please Him. Ameen. As-salamu alaykum.
Ameen. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very beautiful, Brother Abdul Kareem. Very thought-provoking, as you were saying that. Actually, to be honest, my mind and my spirit went back 1,400 years ago. And my mind and spirit was right there with Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah say those were the best generation of Muslims who lived during Prophet Muhammad's lifetime. They were the best because they had the Prophet right there with them. They were the best. And Allah always admonished us in the Quran, if you want to be the best Muslim believer today, you got to study the life example of Prophet Muhammad. You can't just read the Quran. Because in the Quran, that's the instructions and guidance from the Creator for all of us. But in order to know how to practice carrying out the will of Allah in the Quran, you must have a human example. And Prophet Muhammad was chosen by Allah to be that human example, not only for Muslims, of how to live a righteous life, but he was also an example for all mankind. And his life is so beautiful. And I do want to say this. This is very important. And it just shows you how you cannot stop the power of Allah. Do you know, and I know this is factual. Do you know since Mr. Donald Trump been in the presidency here in the United States of America, do you know, and it's right now, it's really flying like a jet. You got more people accepting Islam because of the negative things that he's not only said about Muslim when Obama was there, but the things he said about black people, African-Americans, and people of color. And also, not only that, but he's also so selfish, he's hurting a lot of so-called white people in this country, and they thought he was going to help them and make America, as they say, proud again, make her a slave-driving country again, make her white again. But see, Allah says in the Quran, he said, man plan, and Allah said, I plan. And Allah said, my plan is the best plan. Allah also say, man proposes to do things, but I'm the one that finally who dispose of what's going to happen. So even Donald Trump, I'm just using him as an example for all of us, because all of us got a Donald Trump in us. All of us got a rebellious nature in us. But this rebellious nature in us it will stop being rebellious and it will obey Allah, but we have to practice what's called self-discipline. Now, self-discipline comes through learning how to fast. That's one of the parts of our, very great parts of our way of worship for anybody, Muslim or anybody. If you don't fast and deny your flesh, then your flesh, if you're feeding it all the time and you're not feeding your soul by fasting and prayer, then your flesh will get stronger and your flesh will control you and have you out of control, out of the control Allah gave you that he put in your soul. When he put his goodness and good nature in your soul, he gave you the ability to control your soul with his goodness. But in order to do that, you have to have a willingness to want to do good, because you have to understand that when you do good as an individual, you are not benefiting the person that you're helping. They more entitled to you doing good by them than you are doing the good for them. I'm going to give you an example. We was raised up in the sin crime. It's better to give than to receive. Allah told his prophet Muhammad to teach us, and he did, prayers and peace be upon him, that the hand that gives is better than the hand that begs. So, you know, we should always be looking to give our brother and our sisters to help make this a better world for all of us. But like the brothers were saying, not just good in terms of material things. You know the greatest good that people need in their life right now, my beloved brothers and sisters. The greatest good that people need in the world right now is not money. It ain't material things, period. The greatest thing we need in the world, not thing, but the greatest help we need in this world to stop this evil and this suicidal at that's at an all-time high since humanity has been created by Allah. People need the true and sincere love and understanding of their Creator in their life as an individual. And then after that, as the brother ma'am said, they need to understand that you can't keep the goodness of your Creator in you when he give it to you. His goodness is for you to spread his goodness to all people. For in my conclusion, the Creator, Allah, he revealed to his last prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, special, 1,400 years ago, when he first revealed the first revelation of the Quran to him, that first revelation was Iqra. Iqra meant read. And since Prophet Muhammad was not versed in terms of academics, reading books and writing like that way, Allah wasn't talking to him to read that way. Allah was talking to his soul and his heart and telling him, read my signs in the heavens and the earth and in your own self, and they all will point you and they all will show you how to worship me and me alone. And I say this to every one of you listening, and you are not listening. Take that back to other people and let them know that everybody knows right from wrong. Everybody knows that there is a Creator, and everybody have a loss of the people he created are just some people who believe in him. And he said there are just some people who disbelieve. So like one brother said, our job is just to be a good example, a good role model in our neighborhood. When we go to the store, just go out or anywhere, just be the best example. A lot of people who tried to kill Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, special, later on became, and some of these people were Jews, Christians, Buddhists, other religions. Some of them became his best followers in Islam just because, even though they treated him evil and negatively and with hatred because of his faith, he did not treat them back the same way because Allah said in the Quran, in my conclusion at this time, repair or fight evil with what is better than evil. And what is better than evil? Good? What is better than evil? Kindness? So Prophet Muhammad repaired evil with what was better, and Allah not only turned his enemies to be his friend, but even a whole city. Allah asked Prophet Muhammad one time that he wanted the city to be destroyed because he went there to preach, and the people sick the children on him to stone them to death. And they almost succeeded if Allah hadn't protected them. They stoned the man from head to toe so much he was bleeding all through his sandals, how much blood was coming down his body. And he was almost out. And Allah sent the angel and asked the angel, say, listen, my messenger, my prophet, do you want me to destroy them for what they did to you? And this man, with such the greatest humility of all human beings, this man quietly and peaceful in his humble way, he said, no, Allah, I don't want you to destroy them. He said, because later on, somebody in this city or even the whole city might become Muslim. They might submit to your will. And sure enough, later on in life, that whole city became a Muslim city. So this is the way we are to live Islam today, and we'll get the same results today. But until we begin to live Islam the way that Prophet Muhammad lived Islam in his lifetime, we'll never get those results. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, the Creator, who is thankful for joining us this morning. And our beautiful show that we have, beautiful children to bring to you from our is the Almighty God of God. And we're going to have another guest this morning. I won't get to say anything in a while, so we'll hear from him again. This person again is Brother Larry.
Yes.
North Carolina.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Man, you got my ears standing up now. Good to hear the brother ma'am come on as well. I know we don't have much time, but I just want to elaborate on just a few things. I'll give a little short time here. Brother Shay, when you were speaking about giving the best, you know, for example, you were talking about with the apple, yeah. There's a saying I heard biblically, whereas Cain and Abram, and the Lord asked for a sacrifice, and they both gave a sacrifice, but one gave the best that he had, versus the other giving as well. They both gave, but one gave the best that he had. So when God favored the one that gave the best more, the other brother questioned, says, well, why do you favor him more? He says, I gave just as much as he gave. And the Lord said, yeah, you gave, but he gave the best that he had. And so there's a difference, as you say, as we say, that, you know, what you do, how you do it, and how your intentions are directed towards giving and representing your intentions coming from your heart, your soul, your spirit, you know, your thought. And also, I just want to speak on, you know, for instance, and I think I do a lot of comparison with, you know, the garden, you know, planting stuff, the seed, you know. You know, if you know, we are to cultivate each other, and this has been a lot of talking this morning about reaching out and helping and doing great things and for your fellow man and your, you know, your surroundings, your environment. And you know, if you had a garden and you planted a garden and you don't cultivate that garden, you may get nice beans and tomatoes or whatever you planted out there, but if you stand back and look at your garden, then, or if you invite somebody to go into your garden, some people may not want to go in there because it's too much grass or it's too weedy. It hadn't been cultivated. And so they may not want to go in and pick the vegetables and stuff. Or if they go in, they may pick and they just get the ones that they see, the ones that they can get to, and they don't, they, you know, you end up losing a lot of your beans or your tomatoes or whatever there is in the garden that you are seeking to get. So I guess my point is that, so we lose a lot of kids and people and in our society because we don't cultivate them. We don't give them words of advice, words of encouragement. We don't reach out to help them as you all were just speaking on the show in reference to helping one another. So we don't do enough of this. And sometimes it's not so much that we just go out and give somebody some money or give somebody even a car. You know, it's always good to give what you can, no doubt about that. But, you know, a lot of times just our word is like a seed. Our word is a great deed that we speak to people sometimes. You know, that's like you see a kid playing out of the street and you just, hey, get out of the street. Don't be playing out down the street. Hey, stop throwing those rocks before you break a window or something. So sometimes it's the word that goes so far in our lives that we just never forget. I've told you many times about the uncle that I had that I couldn't stand when I was coming up because he was so disciplinary. And, you know, I can't go back in time and say when he gave me any money or a toy, but the words that he spoke to me back then have carried me so far in life, throughout my life today. You know,
right.
And words are, you know, words travel further than sound or sight. You know, I mean,
that's right. That's right.
You can say something to somebody today, and crap, it'll be in New York before sundown. You know,
that's right.
And
that's right.
Definitely with this new age computer and all this kind of stuff. So so words are so important that we speak, and that we should and you know, the prophet says that you should think three times before you speak, and we should think about things that we say before we say it, because words have such an effect. And one more thing,
that's right,
you were mentioning about the prophet Muhammad back in the day, how the people accepted Islam when it first came abroad. And it kind of reminded me and took me back to, we experienced those times right here in America. When we first heard Islam from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I mean, as you say, they had the best Muslims back then. In America, it was the same way. We had the best, strongest Muslims back in the day of Elijah Muhammad. Because
yes, we did.
It was new to us, and I always describe it when I first heard Islam, it was like a breath of fresh air. You know, I mean,
right.
I like ran with it, and I would have done anything that one of my leaders had requested me to do at that time. I mean,
right,
and I mean,
right,
anything, as opposed to whether it was good or bad, because I wouldn't have thought about it. I would have took it as a command, and I would have done it. Almost as if you was in a mob clique or something. You don't ask no questions. You just do what your leader tell you to do. And so,
right,
yeah, back in those days, it was kind of like you described back in the days of the Prophet Muhammad. You know, the best Muslims was back then when he was teaching Islam and was gifted and blessed by Allah to bring it in the manner, in the straight manner in which he did. And it was the same as when Elijah Muhammad was taught and fed us and taught us, you know, taught us Islam and the Quran. So
that's right.
It's a beautiful show. I've certainly enjoyed it. You know, the more I hear and hear you, imams, and hear the teachings, it's more exciting and more strengthening. So I give praise to Allah, and I also think and respect and try to do the best I can, of course, to encourage you guys, imam, to continue your fight and your walk and do the best that you can do towards our life and our struggle here in this country as we go forward. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you very much, Brother Holloway. Beautiful words of encouragement. Like I say, I've been knowing you over 40 years now, and I'm very pleased and grateful to Allah, humbled eternally, how he have blessed you. Answer my prayers and bless you to grow. It's just like a flower. I was mentioning to Allah how a flower, it starts off, it's not open, it's closed, but as the flower is cultivated by Allah, it begins with the sunlight, the rain, it begins to open up, and you see the beauty, more and more of the beauty of the flower. And this is how I've seen your life over the years, and I'm very grateful to Allah for you. And as I stated to you before, this program, the co-host say, reaches people all around the world, and it's reaching thousands of people. But Allah say, if any one of us that come on the program is instrumental in just reaching one soul, well, that soul will return back to Allah and strive to live according to Allah's will and the Quran, and according to the Sunnah, the life example of Allah's last prophet, Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be upon him, then Allah says, like, we've saved the whole world. So always remember, my beloved brother, you're always welcome on the show. You're part of, strong part of the foundation of this radio family, as you call it. And that's what it is, a radio spiritual family. And I'm very grateful to have you brothers on and the co-host, and grateful that Allah blessed me to have the help enough to be able to speak this show. I haven't missed a show since we've been on, and I think the sister said we've been on there about 7-8 years. So I'm very grateful. And I just want to read something here from the Quran, not something but the words of Allah, subhanAllah. Allah speaking here, brother, about and sisters, about what true worship is from those who have false worship. Allah says, and this right here is Surah 107 in the Quran. And Allah says in the summary up at the top, he said, the subject matter is the meaning of true worship, which requires faith in Allah, the practical and helpful love of those in need, and sincerity in faith rather than show in devotion and charity. Allah said, what remains if you deny complete faith, all faith in Allah, and complete personal responsibility to Allah for your actions? Allah said, why then, if you're sincere in faith in him, help the helpless, or teach others deeds of charity? Allah say, vain or empty were worship in him without having heart and your soul totally immersed in what you're doing with good intention. Allah say, what think ye of people who make a great show of ritualism in religion? In religion, but fail to meet the simple needs of daily life, helping people in their daily life just around them. But they can make a big show in religion. You say we have a minute. I don't know. I'll go with that. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Oh, Allah, we ask your forgiveness. We ask your mercy. If we said anything that wasn't in accord with your will, we ask your forgiveness, Allah. I believe in all the people that spoke. I believe they all have good intentions, and I pray that you have blessed them this year to be stronger in us bringing forth the example, even if we don't talk that much, but just letting your light, your divine attributes, qualities show in our life, remember you at all time, and be like Prophet Muhammad said, just live a life of obedience to you, where when people see us, not hear us, we will remind them of you, Almighty Allah. For sure, Allah, you are the most merciful, the often forgiven. There is no creator but you. There is none worthy of our worship or praise except you, Allah, and you alone. Ameen.
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 You have been listening to the broadcast of Imam Tahir Shabazz. We ask to all the creator. Well, thank you for joining us. Join us again next Sunday. Same time.
That's what we pray that you become stronger each day. And that you stay, you fall.
Bob has promised us that he'd always send the light. One who would forbid the wrong.